Welcome back to Bears, Brews, and the Bros. This is your boy Smoking Jay in the house with my brother from another over there. It's Drill up in here. How you feeling, bro?
Oh, I'm Gucci. I'm on Gucci today, ready to go ahead and knock this out, man. Well, it's been a tough week. Definitely came off of two wins for the fantasy, so I'm good for that. But seeing the Bears lose in the fashion they did, man, it kind of killed me. But, you know, hey, we're back at it though, baby. We're still trying to get some belts this season in the fantasy era, so I'm happy about that.
Hell yeah, man. We were just talking about that right before we jumped on, you know, the Bears and all that stuff. But we have the Bears recap for you guys. Make sure you guys check in today if you guys want to hear more tonight, though, or today, depending what time of the day you guys is listening to this. We got the week 11 rankings for you guys. We got the top 12 at each position. Plus, we're going to give you some locks that we like as well. Just me and the Drill tonight. We're doing that thing. The Bros, they had to take the night off. Shout out to Doc. Shout out to Sweetness. Shout out to Renegade. All love. We got it from here. We're going to kick this thing off with the quarterbacks. Top 12. Give me your top 12 and your lock, Brody.
All right, Brody. Starting it off, we're going with Patty Mahomes versus the Raiders. They're fresh off the bye, even though I don't think they need to be fresh off the bye. But this is definitely the revenge game against the team that gave them their first L of the season. Another big thing, though, that I found out, though, too, I mean, Patrick Mahomes, I'm sure he was going to have a good game regardless. But just got the news that 8 defensive starters are on the COVID list over there for the Raiders. And that is a huge loss. You know what I'm saying? I heard that they weren't actually, like, they don't have positive tests, but you know what I mean? They were around people who had COVID. So right now they got them quarantined. They got whatever, you know, obviously it's just big for practice purposes. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, regardless, I think Patty Mahomes is going to have a great game anyway. All right. But at number 2, I got Kyler Murray versus the Seattle Seahawks. Man, they're coming off a 2-game win streak. You know what I'm saying? Kyler Murray is who he is. You know what I'm saying? That man, I call him like Speedy Gonzalez. He's small. You know what I'm saying? It's like my little nickname for him, because when you see him run around the field, you can't even see his feet. They're like, nice. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, the morale is high for them, man. He gave the Seahawks. I think that was their first deal, right? They get it, you know? And, I mean, shoot, see, the Seattle Seahawks defense is not hot, boy, giving up 21 touchdowns to the QB position. You know what I'm saying? So they out there getting killed. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I have Kyler Murray up there behind. All right, number 3, I got Justin Herbert versus New York Jets. Man, just purely off the matchup, man, just right there, man. Their running game's not all there. I mean, injuries in the backfield still for the Chargers. And Justin Herbert likes to get it done through the air, period. And against a weak defense like the Jets, you know what I'm saying? L's all through the season. I just don't see him winning this one. You know, he's going to be relying big on, you know, Keenan Allen, Hunter Henry, Williams, you know, and then the Jets, another team, you know, 20 plus TDs to the QB position. For number 4, we got Dangerous, you know what I'm saying? It's a revenge game. And they ain't been looking too hot, man, you know what I'm saying? And back once again,
back to back L's, bro.
That's what it is. They ain't looking too hot. And they're going to be relying on Russ to get this done and, you know, try to put Arizona, you know, try to get them on a cold, you know, get them their first, they give them their L off their, you know, the win streaks that they've been coming off of. And also the running game with no Chris Carson, which pisses me off being a Chris Carson owner. You know what I'm saying? You really need Chris Carson back out there. You know what I'm saying? But I hear Carlos Hyde is a full go. You know what I'm saying? He's practicing, but still, though, I just don't like that. You know what I mean? But I still expect, you know, big things out of Lockett and big things out of Metcalf, David Moore out there. So hopefully that they can get it done, which I think they can. So it should be a real good game tomorrow. And number 5, I got Big Ben versus Jacksonville. Like, you know what? You can't really say too much. Jacksonville, surprisingly, their defense surprisingly is somewhat decent. You know what I mean? It's just, I got Big Ben up there high just because of the amount of weapons that he has. You know what I mean? He's not going to be running out of the pocket all crazy. He's super slow out there. You know what I mean? But, you know, I mean, I see him run. I think it took him like 10 seconds to run 3 yards. So, you know, it killed me because I was like, oh, man, where you going? Where you going? You know, but, you know, he's an old guy out there, but definitely can still sling the ball around, man. He's got plenty of weapons in Claypool, Deontay Johnson, Eric Ebron, you know what I'm saying, Juju, you know what I'm saying, man. It's – it's just too much out there for them to get it done. And then James Conner, I mean, he should have a somewhat decent game. At number six, I got Lamar Jackson versus Tennessee, man. Tennessee, listen, I think they allowed 21 TDs to the QB position. Right? We all know Lamar Jackson is, you know, may not have been the best fantasy option this year, but the man could still get it done on his legs. I think they're kind of salty coming off that loss against New England. It was a horrible, horrible weather game that, I mean, I could barely see the damn game with all that rain that was going on out there. Yeah. But I'm sure, you know, Lamar Jackson and the boys, they're going to be looking to get back in that win column against the Titans. At number seven, surprised to say, this is where it got hard, man, like down here. But I got my man's TB12 versus the Rams, man. Tom Brady, bro, once again, they're you know, to get back off of that L that they took against New Orleans, go out there, take care of Carolina. I mean, shoot, Tom Brady put up 31. You know what I mean? I know the Rams is a way, you know, tougher defense. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got, you know, their defense line, their linebackers out there. Leonard Floyd had a real good game last week. He had, like, recorded like about 3 sacks, I think. Yeah. So, you know, but I think still, though, with Tampa Bay, you know what I'm saying, with Tom Brady, he's got plenty of weapons still. You know what I'm saying? And you know, you can't ever count Tom Brady out at all. So, at number eight, I got Matt Ryan versus New Orleans. You know, with the whole injury thing going on offense over there for New Orleans, man, I think that their defense is probably going to have to try to clean it up. You know, I can't really say that they can't, you know, hopefully an NO doesn't have to rely on Alvin Kamara like too much, but you know, Matt Ryan, you know, I'm thinking Calvin Ridley's good to go. I've heard some things, you know, I haven't seen a questionable tag to him, but you know, Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley, man, they still got Hayden Hurst, you know what I'm saying? There's still weapons out there that can get it done. They're fresh off the bye too, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's always good to get some rest and come back out there, go ahead and kill it for them. And number nine, I got Cam Newton versus Houston. Coming off the big win against Baltimore, you know what I'm saying? Once again, it was a horrible game to kind of watch, you know, a little bit with all that rain and some shit going on. But Houston, that defense is weak to me. You know what I'm saying? Recorded about 19 touchdowns to the quarterback position. We all know, I think they're playing in Houston. They're playing in the Dome. So it'll be nice and dry for Cam Newton, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be – I'm looking for big games from Jacoby Myers and big games for Damian Harris. And, you know, hopefully Demir Bird gets back in the mix out there for you Demir Bird owners in the deeper leagues. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely an owner, but I've been sitting him. You know what I'm saying? He's been too inconsistent. Where I'm at? At number 10, I got Aaron Rodgers versus the Colts. I got Aaron Rodgers down there. I would have moved him up a little bit more, but I'm hearing some things about Davante Adams. He might go, he might not go. So that's why I got him down there. You know what I mean? Indianapolis, that's a tough defense. It's a tough matchup. And with Adams not playing, you know what I'm saying? I know he's got other weapons to do it, but, you know, I think watching the Colts play the Tennessee Titans, you know, shutting down AJ Brown the way they did.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was huge. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be a tough deal for Aaron Rodgers on there, which is why I got him where he's at. At number 11, I got Tua Tagovailoa versus Denver, who in Denver just got smoked by the motherfucking goddamn by the Raiders. Raiders got it done on the run game. You know what I'm saying? I think it was 2 touchdowns for Devontae Booker, 2 touchdowns for Josh Jacobs too as well. I think they're just going to have plenty of opportunity on offense. You know what I'm saying? Tua's going to be able to sling that ball. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're running backs over there and with the Dolphins, you know, I know a couple of them can catch out the backfield. They should be good to go. And the Dolphins defense is just some dogs. They out there, special teams, defense, they're looking really, really hot. I'm loving the Dolphins.
Legit as fuck, bro.
Yeah, and they're lit, bro. Like, honestly, like, I watched this past game. I forgot who the fuck they just finished playing. But they played the Cardinals, right? Did they play the Cardinals? I forgot who they played, man. I forgot who they played real quick. But I looked at their defensive line, and they were all moving like they had ants in their fucking pants. Like, they was ready to go. And, you know, I was on the phone with Sweetness.
The Chargers.
I was on the phone with Sweetness, and I was like, damn, did you just see that? The Dolphins, they're hyped the fuck up, boy. You know what I mean? I was like, damn, man, after that, you know what I'm saying? They was just going after getting the motherfucker mall. You know what I'm saying? I think the two is going to have a great game against Denver for sure, for sure. At number 12, I got Matthew Stafford. Now, I know that he's banged up, but we're talking about Matthew Stafford, who's played hurt, I think, almost his whole damn career over there in Detroit. Yeah. You know what I mean? That man has a fucking warrior mentality, bro. No matter how much he's gotten beaten up, he's always gone out there and performed, bro. And I like he got like Matthew Stafford, man. I just like his whole stature. But I think, you know, if Kenny Golladay hopefully can run, you know what I'm saying, give him an additional weapon out there. I know TJ Hockenson's got the toe issue or whatever, you know, but he's got Jesse James over there. He's got Marvin Jones over there. He's got Marvin Hall over there. You know what I'm saying? He's still got some options, and not to mention DeAndre Swift, who's looking really fucking good out there these days. You know what I'm saying? Oh, they're going against Carolina. You know what I'm saying? It's a tough defense to play against, but they should be good to go. And for my lock of the week, I got Derek Carr versus the Chiefs. You know what I'm saying? I think
shout they're going to be – Shout out Sweetness. You wearing the Raiders hat too over there, so yeah, shout out.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm a Raiders fan for sure. You know what I'm saying? Second to the Bears, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, definitely shout out to Sweetness, who's been hyping up Derek Carr, you know what I'm saying? And you can tell in the group text when it's fantasy football time, he's getting pissed. Derek Carr's got to go out there and do some shit. Get it going, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's my motherfucking guy, man. Raider Nation, man, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think he'll be able to go ahead and go out there and do it again. He's going to find some way to get it in there. You know, I think one of the things they had before, you know, Aguilar out there getting a big game for Waller. I'm hoping, you know, Ruggs can get open, you know what I'm saying, get a little loose, spread out that Kansas City defense, Josh Jacobs, Devontae Booker, even Ingles. Let him get out there and motherfucking get some shit, because Ingles one of those smash-mouth-ass runners too. So if you could wear out that defensive line, that front, like that, you know what I mean? And then be able to, you know, get a little play action in there, you know. And this time, I think they're playing at the Death Star. So they're going to Vegas. You know, Kansas City's got to make that trip. You know what I mean? It's going to be real interesting. It should be a real good football game. I'm just hoping that, you know, their defense, man, they get off this COVID shit and they're, you know, they're able to, you know, able to be a good football game. Because definitely, I think I even heard something about Kelce talking some shit earlier, you know what I'm saying, about this game. Like, they're even hyped. They're like, it's their Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So they're kind of pissed about it. But, yeah, man, it should be a good-ass game to watch. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but I keep my faith in the Raiders over there, Randall.
Yeah, I mean, one thing for sure, bro, there's going to be a lot of points scored in that game. So I like the Carr pick for sure. I like it as a lock of the week. There's some players you have in here that I don't. But let me dive into it. I mean, you have a lot of that. There's a couple of players, a couple quarterbacks you mentioned, and I don't want to give it away just yet. But let's get into it though. Why not? Kyler Murray, number one, bro. Thursday Night Football versus Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks, they're on pace to shatter most passing yards given up in an NFL season by over 1,000 yards. Bro, that's just crazy. Ooh. That's just, you know, crazy as fuck, man. As of right now, they're giving up, 353 passing yards per game. So, Kyler Murray, number one. On the opposite side, Russell Wilson, I got him at number two, man. I just feel like with Chris Carson, you know, possibly being out again, Russ is going to have to do that much more. And, you know, back-to-back losses for the Seattle Seahawks, that's not a common thing anymore, bro. Like, yeah. Exactly. You don't see that shit, dog. Like, you don't. So, I see Russ coming out here. You know, hopefully Sierra, you know what I'm saying? She made sure she fucking laid that shit down proper. And let's get that shit going in the field, man. I don't know. Something's got to be going on in the household over there. Get that shit right, man. Let my man's ball.
Let him get the goodies.
You know what I'm saying? Right, that motherfucking thing. Let's go, man. Seahawks need this dub. Two losses in a row. I don't see them losing three. But one thing's for sure, it's going to be hella points scored. So, Russ, Dangerous, Sierra's husband, got a number two. Number three, we're going with Patty Mahomes versus the Raiders. You even just said it right now. Kelce was saying something about like, oh, yeah, this is like a Super Bowl caliber type of game for this team, you know, for the Raiders. Bro, they're going to run up the score on these fools, bro. They're going to run up the score on them, bro, especially because, like you said, they handed in that first L. Bro, they're going to give them the L right back. That score is getting run up. I know you don't want to hear that.
Hopefully not.
You already know that the Chiefs, bro, they're gonna go after it for sure. Number four, I got Herbert, the motherfucking pervert, that rookie over there, the motherfucking Los Angeles Chargers. And this motherfucker, he's gonna do his thing versus the Jets. Jets, you know, I ain't gonna say anything, bro. Keenan Allen's gonna have a motherfucking day on these fools.
I hope so.
Number five, Matty Ice, Matt Ryan. Calvin Ridley, you know, as of right now, he's questionable. He's been practicing on the sideline with the trainers and shit like that, which is not a bad thing, but it's not 100% a good thing either. You know what I'm saying? You want him to be practicing fully. But the fact of the matter is that he is practicing in some sort of fashion. So the arrow is trending up for Ridley to play. So that's definitely a good sign. I see Matt Ryan balling the fuck out. The Saints, they have a great rushing defense. That pass defense is beatable. Marshawn Lattimore is not the same guy anymore. So I got Matt Ryan at number five for those reasons. Number six, Lamar Jackson versus the Titans. That's a good matchup for him, man. That's a really good matchup. They give up a lot of passing yards. I kind of expect Hollywood Brown to have a breakout game. I know a lot of us that have him on our rosters, you know, we've been very upset with him and shit like that. But this is the game. This is the get-right game for him. And Lamar Jackson is going to have a, you know, obviously he's a quarterback. He's going to be throwing him that rock. I think he's going to have a very nice game this week. Number seven, I went with Killer Cam, man. Killer Cam Newton, you know, hey. Texans, you know, one of the worst defenses in the league. And, yeah, man, they're playing in a dome. They don't have to deal with no weather in Houston. Killer Cam's going to do his thing. He's got a nice little rapport with, you, like you said, Jacoby Myers and shit like that. So, you know, with Cam Newton, it's more like a rushing game thing for me, though. You know he's going to get about 50 to 70 rushing yards. He might punch one or two rushing touchdowns in. And then if he throws one more or even two more, that's a good-ass fucking day for a quarterback. So,
absolutely.
Hell yeah. So, I got Cam and number seven right there. Number eight, I went with Deshaun Watson. You know, in a dome, he doesn't have to deal with no weather. You know, Will Fuller, he's got Brandon Cooks. He doesn't have David Johnson, but he's got Duke Johnson, who specializes at passing that or catching the ball out of the backfield. And I feel like that's what they're going to do. They're going to use him more in that fashion, and that's going to help Deshaun Watson. So that's why I got him at number eight. Then we got the rapist, Big Ben, Roethlisberger. You know what I'm saying? He's going to rape the shit out of that Jaguars defense, bro. I know you were saying, you know, that the Jaguars defense, you know, they're not that bad, but I think you're more like, I think it has to do more that they've been hanging around with like the Packers, you know, that game versus the Packers, that was winnable for them, which is crazy to fucking say. And, you know, the first game that Luton played or whatever, you know, he didn't look too bad. He hit DJ Chark for like a big play and shit like that.
Yeah, he threw that bomb. That shit was beautiful.
It was. But, you know, he's got a matchup, you know, where am I at? Oh, yeah. So I'll talk about Big Ben, you know what I'm saying? And when it comes to the Jaguars, I just feel like he's going to be able to rape the shit out of that defense. And, you know, the Jaguars defense, they give up a lot of yardage, bro. 415 yards per game, 131 rushing yards, 283 passing yards. And I think, you know, Big Ben's going to be able to find all those weapons he had, to your point. You know, he's got hella weapons in Ebron, Deontay Johnson, Juju, and Chase Claypool, and even James Conner, Benny Snow. He's got a lot of weapons, dog.
Yeah, man, he's a veteran too, bro. So it's just, you know, he's able to exploit defenses.
Are they the favorite? What do you feel about them when it comes to AFC, bro? Do you think the Steelers are like the favorite, or if not the favorite, top two, top three?
Oh, no, I think they're a favorite. You know what I'm saying? All right, perfect right now. Perfect record. You know what I'm saying? You can't say too much about that. You know what I'm saying? Is even though a lot of people, you know, I've read and a lot of shit like that, that they're kind of pissed off because they feel like the Steelers have an easy schedule.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? The Bengals, you know what I'm saying? A lot of easy schedules they're going through. But, you know, They're still handling it, and they're still getting fucking goddamn that shit done. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely thinking they're the favorites. And I think even if they were going against these other teams, I think Juju, all them, Claypool, everybody would step up to that level of competition and be able to handle that. And if it wouldn't be a close game, I would still have the Steelers beating out like a lot of great teams.
And Mike Tomlin is a motherfucking boss. I love him as a coach. That dude knows what the fuck he's doing over there. Hell yeah. Number 10, we're going to go with Teddy Bridgewater. As of right now, you know what I'm saying? He's day-to-day. The arrow's trending up with him. I think he's going to start. And the Lions, they're one of the worst defenses in the motherfucking league. Look for Teddy Bridgewater if he gets that start, you know, to ball the fuck out. Number 11, I went with Jameis, bro. Famous Jameis. Jameis Winston. And I know I've been hearing some talk. Yeah, I've been hearing some talk about a lot of people are afraid of Taysom Hill and what he's going to take away from Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston was signed to this team as the number two quarterback. He was signed to this team so he could be able to run that playbook to his full capacity. He's not there to be a game manager. Bro, we know this. Just think about that for a second. Jameis Winston, game manager? Come on, bro. Get the fuck out of here. Jameis Winston is there to sling that motherfucking rock. And not only that, he got LASIK surgery. So according to him, that's going to help his game that much more. So look for
Mr. Eagle Vision.
Bro. So Crab Legs himself, he's going to have a motherfucking game versus the Falcons, one of the worst passing defenses in the motherfucking league. They're going to have to put up some points. Michael Thomas is back. Sanders is back from the COVID. You know, Jared Cook is still there. And, you know, Jameis Winston is going to do his thing, man. I got him at 11. Number 12, this is kind of a shaky 12. This is more of like a gut feeling. But I'm going to go with Carson Wentz. I'm going back to Carson Wentz in his matchup versus the Browns. And my thinking is just that, you know what, bro? Like, I kind of feel like he feels a little bit of heat. In Philadelphia, we already know when it comes to the sports teams over there, right? They get a lot of heat from the fans. And I don't see that changing. That's been happening over there still. And I feel like Jalen Hurts is getting a little bit of, you know, motherfuckers are talking him up. Carson Wentz is getting his weapons back. And we talk about Alshon Jeffrey. He's got Rager already. He's already got Fulgham, who he likes. And Miles Sanders is there too. I hope it's more like a hopeful type of thing. I'm hoping that he can be able to produce for this team. He needs to do it for that squad to go to that next level. I got him at number 12. I gave a spanking to the motherfucking ranking to Aaron Rodgers because that Colts defense is legit. They're fucking legit. Fuck the Packers. I had to go there. That's where I'm at with that. My lock of the week at the quarterback position is Joe Burrow, man. I went with Joe Burrow. I know he's got a tough matchup versus the Washington. Watch yourselves. But, hey, bro, it doesn't look like Mixon is going to play, bro. It really doesn't look like he's going to play. So I think, you know, you got AJ Green, T. Higgins, motherfucking Tyler Boyd. You got to exploit these weapons and use them to your advantage. And Burrow could do that, man. So that's where we're at with the quarterbacks, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I like that shit. I like the lock. You know what I'm saying? Like, I hate the fucking Packers too. You know, but see Aaron Rodgers out of there, even though, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a little shaky for me, but at the end of the day, though, too, man, shit, I can see where you're coming from, man. A lot of people, I didn't even have Deshaun Watson in my list, you know, but, you know, you had him in there, though. I mean, shit, to each his own, man. This is how we do shit, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's all, like, different perspectives, you know, like, in the end, the reason why we do these rankings is so, like, people could get some, you know, some intel, I guess you could say, or a different thought process on how we feel about these players. And if you guys rock with it, you guys rock with it. And if not, then that's cool too. And if we're wrong, call us out, man. We're not afraid about that. You know, we do our own little research. We dig in deep and we try to do our best. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee it, we're more right than wrong, bro. There's a reason why we have a following. It's not the biggest following in the world, but there's a reason why it's there, bro. And we're going to continue to grow. We keep doing what we're doing. We got these rankings for you guys. We got the locks of the week. Send them questions in, man. We got you guys. Sis Start, the whole year digs. We got your guys back. And if you guys feel a type of way, let us know, bro. We're trying to get better. We're still a young podcast. We're trying to grow, like I said. So I'm going to keep that positive energy going. And we're going with the running back rankings. Go ahead, Drew. What you got?
All right. For running backs, number one, definitely got Alvin and the Chipmunks. Alvin Kamara versus Atlanta, man. Now, you know, obviously, you know, with Drew Brees hurt, I think Winston, even though I think he can still sling the ball and he's pretty, you know what I'm saying, confident about it to get it done, I think they still rely heavy on, you know, Alvin Kamara. I mean, that man can catch off the damn backfield too anyway. So and he is who he is, bro. So Alvin Kamara, number one against a weak Atlanta defense for sure. Roll it. At number two, I got the, you know what I'm saying, Dalvin Cook. I mean, he's a rushing leader right now, if I'm not mistaken. You know what I'm saying? And even though he got shut down by our fucking Bears, you know what I'm saying? Which is a big, big thing, man. I even hate talking about it, but you know what I'm saying? The Bears have been shutting down elite-ass running backs off season. But you know what I mean? But Dalvin Cook, I think he comes off pissed. You know what I'm saying? He's going to put on the chef coat out there and serve up Dallas some motherfucking shit, bro. And it's going to be a pure ass whooping of just fucking straight running back room. He's going to be running all over Dallas, bro. So, you know, watch out for that. At number three, I got Booby versus Cleveland. Like I said, I mentioned to earlier, you know, to you, your brother, man, and shit. This game is being played in Cleveland. And the last two games, you know, the weather has been a factor in both of these games, you know what I'm saying? Like, to where receivers, you know what I'm saying, they're not able to throw those deep balls because the wind is just fucking crazy out there. I didn't see anything right now but a little, like, some rain in Cleveland for that game. But, you know, even if that comes into a factor, you know what I'm saying, I could see on a ground game, Cass getting it done. But I got Booby up there getting it done against Cleveland. And number four, I got King Henry versus motherfucking Baltimore. Bro, Derrick Henry, bro, we all know his size, his shirt shit, bro. He's just a monster, bro. He's coming at you anyway, though, bro. And going against Baltimore, I think Baltimore's defense is going to have to worry about more, you know, Tannehill, you know what I'm saying, trying to run the ball. They're going to stretch them out, bro. Baltimore's going to have somewhat of a decent you know, tough game against Tennessee, who's going to be able to put up points on them, you know what I'm saying, for sure. Number five, I got Josh Jacobs versus Kansas City. Josh Jacobs, I mean, he was a bit of a slump for a little bit, like halfway. I mean, he was giving you double digits still, but they were still low double digits, but just came off. I know Kansas City is not Denver, but Denver's defense is still not that bad. You know what I mean? But for them to get ran over the way they were, you know what I'm saying? I think if Josh Jacobs is motherfucking back, Raider Nation, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it sucks for some owners because we've seen Devontae Booker go out there and score two. You know what I'm saying? You see, shit, who's the other running back that's over there too?
Fucking Rashard.
Yeah, oh yeah, Jalen Rashard. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So fucking, you got some kind of committee thing going out there, but somewhat of a committee, but Josh Jacobs is still the main guy and still, you know, out there to get the goal line touchdowns too as well. But I think that, hey, he has a great against Kansas City. Shit, I think he's back, bro. That's the only thing that I said about that. But at number six, I got Aaron Jones versus Indiana. Obviously, with no Devontae Adams there, if they're not able to stretch that ball. You know, that game for Green Bay, I think, is going to have to come down to that running game. I think, you know, they're going to have to – who is that, LaFleur? Coach LaFleur? Yep. Who's that over there? Yeah, Coach LaFleur, you know what I'm saying? You know, he's going to have to rely on that running back game. They're going to have to rely a lot on Aaron Jones, you know, Williams over there to get it done to stretch that Indianapolis defense out. You know, and I think Aaron Jones will be able to definitely get it done, bro. Hopefully he wears his little sombrero out there again, bro. He'd be tripping me out with this shit. But at number seven, give me a Chubb, Mr. Nick Chubb versus Philly, bro. Oh, man, you don't know how happy I'm back. I'm glad that guy's fucking back. Got him in both leagues, the Dynasty and motherfucking Renegades fucking league, man. And to see him come back and put up 19 fantasy points. He's looking good. He's got a sense of direction of where he's going. I think even Kareem Hunt owners are even happier now because they do better when they're together. honestly, like, you know what I'm saying? It was hard, you know what I'm saying? I was like, oh, I could see them, that they were giving Nick Chubb like a lot of rest during that game too. I seen a lot of plays where Kareem Hunt was in there. And I was even watching that game and I was almost falling the fuck asleep on it until I heard Nick Chubb's name. I woke up and scored a touchdown. So it was meant for me to see, baby. Like, hey, look, Chubb's back. We up in there. Man, fire his ass up against motherfucking Philadelphia. I know Philadelphia is not a bitch-ass defense, but at the same time, though, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt punching it in there, getting it done, wearing that fucking defense down, you know what I'm saying? If it's a horrible weather game, you know what I'm saying, rain, wind, whatever the hell is going on, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt are going to be able to get that shit done over there. But Nick Chubb at number 7. At number 8, I got Mike Davis versus Detroit. Hate to say it. I mean, if you guys didn't keep him after Christian McCaffrey came back, shame on you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the fuck else you were trying to make space for, if there was, but you know what I mean? This is why, you know, the bros, we always preach, you know, handcuffing, you know what I'm saying, your running backs and everything else like that, and holding on to them, especially for running backs that have been out of the game for 4 or 5+ games. You know, say, we don't know how they're going to be when they get back. Christian McCaffrey was great all the way into the last play of that damn game, and he hurt his shoulder. So, you know, they keep saying that maybe he'll, you know, they're optimistic about week 11 of him coming at, you know what I'm saying? Well, really, it's against Detroit, you know, it's not a great defense, you know what I'm saying? I think they'll allow him to rest up, to get that shoulder rested up. So, hopefully, you handcuff Mike Davis. I got him at number 8. You know, even with the little finger injury that he had to go to the locker room. I think he was dislocated. I think they popped that shit back in place. He was right back in the game. Yeah, so, and we know that Mike Davis had a little slump in there too as well. But going against Detroit, I think he's going to be able to turn it up, bro. And he's gonna get you the fantasy points. This is going to where he comes out of that slump real quick. And he's going to have most of that work over there. I mean, the only thing I'm worried about is the Cole Curtis Samuel fucking handing off the ball type deal. You know what I'm saying? It's something you got to worry about, but still not too much. But moving on, at number 9, I got Antonio Gibson versus Cincinnati, man. Man, I love that kid. I don't know how you feel. I mean, I know you own him, Brody. You know, how you really feel about that? I mean, I got him at number 9, but you know what I'm saying? You got him running, you know what I'm saying? And you got McKissick back there that, you know what I'm saying? It's not, they're complimenting each other too as well. You know what I'm saying?
Perfect balance.
It's working really well out there. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I think the league's like pushing to like have those two backs that are, you know, one that could run the ball, one that could catch the ball, you know what I'm saying? One of those, or both, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is, but I see a lot of teams reverting to that. But some teams are definitely making that work over there. But Antonio Gibson against Cincinnati, the fucking Washington wash yourselves, fucking weasels. Antonio Gibson, I got him in there going, he's going to be punching in a few. Guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? And at number 10, I got Kareem Hunt versus Philly, man. Who doesn't love motherfucking some Hunt, bro? When he fucking gets in there and he just starts stumbling and bumbling, like, this cat looks like he's getting ready to fall on the fucking ground. But, you know, he gets hit by another defender and he just back up on the street.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah, all you see is them predator dreads just running the fuck around, just flapping the fuck around. You know what I'm saying, man? Like, you know, and the thing is that even as a Nick Chubb owner, you know what I'm saying, you can't even get mad because, man, just fucking Kareem Hunt, they just balance each other out really, really well. Another ordeal just like that. But Kareem Hunt should have a fucking fairly decent game against Philly. You know, I could see him having one or two tutties in that game too as well. At number 11, I got James Conner versus Jacksonville. Like I said, Jacksonville somewhat, like, they were able to hang with the Packers. Do I think they're going to be able to hang with the Steelers? Probably not so much. I got James Conner, you know, pretty low on there. But production out of that guy, I don't know. He gets his work. He gets his work. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like if they run it up on them, though, too, you know what I'm saying? And you might be seeing some Benny Snell out there, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. So James Conner's going to go out there, get you those yards from scrimmage real quick. You might be able to, you know what I'm saying, if they get down in the goal line situation, definitely be able to punch it in and get a tutty too. So at number 12, I definitely got Zeke versus Minnesota. Fresh off the bye, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy. I would never thought, man, you know, how much Dak Prescott is fucking such an asset I know they missed that motherfucker so much. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at this point of the season, if Dak was still around, I'm sure Zeke would not be at number fucking 12 for me. And I know some Zeke owners, they're pissed. I've heard it be, you know, one of my best homies out there, shout out to him, Edwin, bro. But, you know, he's a Zeke owner, and he is frustrated like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you got the dynasty. Like, hey, man, you want to work out that trade? You want to work out that
trade? This is the time to strike. This is the time to strike.
You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of trying to slither in there, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was like, man, you know, try to go in there. But he ain't going. He knows what's up, man. You know, so he's smart enough to know that, you know, Dak Prescott will make a return, you know, if he does. I heard Andy Dalton's coming back. You know, saying he's full practice, you know, the Red Rocket. I don't know how much that's going to deal with, but I got Zeke at number 12, though, bro. Still, though, he just based on who he is, man, pretty much. He's still a dog out there, even though Pollard's having, I think, better games than him, bro. But still, for my lock of the week, man, you gotta go with fucking Nyheim Hines, bro. And it's crazy. I know, Brody. I know how you feel, bro. I know how you feel.
Yeah, it hurts.
I know. I was like, man, when I picked the lock, I was like, damn, fucking fornicated, smoking James. They'd be like, you son of a bitch, you fucking cock-sucking weasel. But, you know what I'm saying? It's the fucking truth. The guy is in there for most of the fucking snaps, all the drives. You know what I'm saying? You don't start seeing a Jordan Wilkins or, you know what I'm saying, or Jonathan Taylor to fucking way later, man. It's just Nyheim Hines is he's a dog out there. He's a dog. You know, every time you watch him when they're in the white Colts uniforms, he's the dirtiest motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just out there. He's getting it done. He's catching the ball. He's fucking rushing the ball. He's stretching out that fucking defense and making it real good for Philippe Rivers out there. And I fucking can't stand Philip Rivers ever since he started to try to talk shit to the fucking Bears. But, you know, fuck Philippe Rivers. But, you know, I ain't got nothing against Nyheim Hines, you know what I'm saying, out there working hard for me, you know, say get it done. But man, yeah, that's just pure game volume that guy's in and what he's able to do. And they're going against Green Bay, bro. I think he's definitely gonna be there, you know, on the front end of having two touchdowns in that game. So fucking fire his ass up if you got him for sure.
Yeah, man. I mean, Nyheim Hines, I shout out Bolgar Scott Free of the GMM Network. If you guys aren't following him yet, make sure you guys follow him on YouTube, follow him on Instagram, all over the place. But we just did a rankings debate, and we do a top 24. We go back and forth and shit like that. And I had Nyheim Hines. I had him at 18, and I have Jonathan Taylor at 24. And the truth of the matter is, like, you got to look at the snap share. You got to look at the usage, how they're being used. And Nyheim Hines is being used, like, in every facet of the game. And he's just taking everything away from Jonathan Taylor. So, as of right now, Jonathan Taylor is a boomer bust flex play, in my opinion. Nyheim Hines, he's more of a running back, too. So, that Colts situation at running back backfield, you know, it's shaky, but Hines is the way to go as of right now. So I'm not mad at it at all. I'm going to jump into my top 12, plus I'm going to give you guys a lock. And I'm going to kick this shit off with Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook, great matchup versus the Cowboys. This team right here, we already seen them. You know, they kind of had like a fire sale already, you know, getting rid of some players on a defensive front. They're giving up 157 rushing yards per game. That's a lot. Dalvin Cook, he's like you said, he's going to put that chef coat on, chef coat hat. He's going to cook some shit up. So let's go with the number two. We got AK Alvin Kamara. They're going to lean on him some more, bro. Like, honestly, you know, I'm not sure. Michael Thomas hasn't looked like himself 100% yet. I'm not sure if he's still dealing with that injury or not, but Alvin Kamara has been consistent, man. He's been a dog. He's been a savage. Great matchup versus the Falcons. So I see him balling out. Number three, this is where we start getting like very, very different, I think. I got Nick Chubb at number three. You know, I don't know how high you had him. Wait, did you have him? Did you have him this?
I got Nick Chubb. I got Nick Chubb at seven.
Okay. So, you know, I'm more aggressive with Nick Chubb. And the simple fact is this, bro, is like the Philadelphia Eagles, I'm worried about them. You know, I'm worried about like their three and outs type of shit. And this plays into what Cleveland and Stefanski wants to do. They don't want Baker Mayfield to throw the ball. They want to run the ball. They got a 1-2 punch in Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb. And to your point, you know, sometimes like you have maybe you're a Nick Chubb roster or a Kareem Hunt, and you're like, man, I don't like the fact that one or the other is there. Truth of the matter is that you talk about quantity of touches versus quality touches, and you're getting quality touches out of both of them because they both stay fresh because of each other. And that's the most important thing. Plus, you got a coach in Stefanski that just wants to run that rock. You know, he recognizes where the strength of this offense is, and he's going to keep it there. So if you guys got Chubb or Hunt.
What you say?
I know, right? I'm like, oh, shit. Chubb or Hunt, you know what I'm saying? You guys are feeling really good in that backfield. Number four, we're going to go with Josh Jacobs, man, versus the Chiefs. The Chiefs, they're giving up 138 rushing yards per game. And the Raiders, you know, if they want to win this game, they got to try to get that time of possession in their favor. Josh Jacobs is that dude. I'm kind of frustrated too. You know, I have Josh Jacobs in a different, I have him in a different dynasty. You know, I have him in an Instagram dynasty league. Shout out to all of them over there in the fantasy regime. And I'm frustrated seeing, you know, what's his name? Rashard and motherfucking Booker, you know, getting a lot of these touches. Gruden, Chucky himself, you need to start making sure Jacobs gets all the motherfucking touches. This dude's a stop, you know, slacking. This guy is the truth. He could catch out of the backfield too. I don't understand it, bro. It's kind of frustrating, but still, I got a number four, the Chiefs, you know, defense, the Russian attack. That's where you want to get at them. So number five, I went with James Conner. The Jaguars, they give up a lot of yardage through the ground, bro. That's just what they do. You know, they're going to be up in this game. Conner's going to be able to eat. Number six, I went with Derrick Henry versus the Ravens. It's just, for me, it's more or less like volume. He's going to get all the volume. The Titans, they want to run that rock. It's going to open up the passing game. Derrick Henry's going to eat. So I got him at number six. Number seven, somebody you didn't mention, and I'm very fucking offended at this one. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, man. The Fresh Prince himself versus the Raiders. The Raiders, they've given up 13 rushing touchdowns, which is the sixth most in the league. Clyde Edwards-Helaire has home run potential. I think, I mean, if anybody out there is still starting Le'Veon Bell, do me a favor and smack the shit out of yourself right now. Because I told you guys that Le'Veon Bell was not going to be a factor in this whole Clyde Edwards-Helaire thing. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is the first and second down back that hasn't changed. That's his role, and Le'Veon Bell has been doing a shitty job as a third down back. That's why you see Daryl Williams taking more of those snaps. The dude is trash, bro. Like, let's
think you're trying to get on another track with a little dirt. One of those.
That's the only reason he's relevant, man. Hey, let's keep it pushing, though. Number eight, Miles Sanders. You're way higher on him than me, but I could definitely see why, bro. Booby Sanders. You know, if Carson Wentz, if they want him to get on the right track, they got to get Sanders on track too, bro. It's kind of like one of those things we've seen. And don't get me wrong here, bro. I'm not trying to compare Sanders to Derrick Henry. They're two different backs. But my whole point is this. Once you get Derrick Henry going, we've seen Ryan Tannehill ball the fuck out. You got to get Miles Sanders going. Don't limit his touches. Let him get going in this offense, and it's going to open everything else up. So, Doug Peterson, you got to get Sanders more involved, open up this offense. You know what I'm saying? Number nine, another guy you didn't have in your top 12. I don't know, man. Like DeAndre Swift, for me, I'm very high on him. I think the Panthers, actually, they're lacking when it comes to the Russian defense, and we've seen Josh Jacobs and other running backs ball the fuck out on them, and there's a reason why, bro. Like, they are very concentrated on stopping the pass, and this is one of those games where Matthew Stafford isn't at 100%. They're going to have to lean more on DeAndre Swift. So we saw him take over the starting job role this past week. I see him continue to do big things, so I got him at number nine. Number 10, we went with Antonio Banderas Gibson. Motherfucking guy is a fucking dog. He's a fucking boss for the Washington. Watch yourselves, versus the Bengals, one of the worst rushing defenses in the league. This guy's a top 12 play the rest of the year. No questions asked. Number 11, Aaron Jones, Packers, you know, versus the Colts. They're a top-notch defense, like I said earlier. But this guy's going to get volume through the air, through the ground. Number 12, I went with J-Rob. We're sticking with the whole volume thing. This team, this guy Lutton, you know, he's going to be scared playing against his defense. He's going to dump off a lot of passes to J-Rob. I think he's going to ball out as far as fantasy points go. He's going to get you at least 15 to 20. And he's been pretty consistent with that, bro. So I'm going to keep it going with that. My lock of the week is going to go to Damian Harris, man. Playing up against the Houston Texans. And we've seen this guy ball the fuck out the last couple of weeks. The Texans, they're the worst rushing defense in the league, giving up 167 rushing yards per game. So give me some Damian Harris in this matchup. If you guys have him on your squad, he's a lock. Lock of the week right there, Damian Harris, bro. Where are you at with the wide receivers, Brody? Before we jump in, how you feeling about all that?
I mean, I like it, dude. You know what I'm saying, though, too? When you look back, you're like, man, fuck Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I was looking at that shit, though, too, man. I don't know if it was just my biased Raiders radar on and that motherfucker just totally did whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through it. I'm looking through the matchups. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I like to go based off of matchups and seeing people, you know what it is, even though the Raiders, that should have been up there, though, too. So I agree with that. Maybe instead of a Zeke or some shit like that, you know what I mean? Maybe put it in Clyde Edwards-Helaire right there. I'd probably have him right around there, though, too, sharing that that lower spot, but right there. But yeah, for sure. Definitely like that shit. Definitely like the lock too, man, for
just,
sure.
Just for context, bro, just so like for our fan base, I hate saying fan base. To me, that sounds kind of weird, bro. For our listenership, you know, everybody that listens to us, you know, where I have Zeke for this week, I have him at 23, bro. I'm not high on him. It's just, you know, this dude, Dak Prescott, bro, and Doc hit it on the head, bro. This guy is earning that motherfucking contract, bro. If you look at this whole Dallas Cowboys team, he's earning that contract he's, you know, asking for. So, you know, I got him pretty low. I just wanted to, you know, throw that out there before we kept it going to the wide receivers.
With a shit on me, big dog. No, I'm fucking with you.
No, it's not.
I'm fucking with you. It's teachers, old bro. I stand by my shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Sure. It's all good. Like I said, man, it's good. But going into the wide receiver rankings, brother, at number one, I got fucking Nuke, fucking D-Hop versus Seattle, bro. Man, he's hot, bro. That was amazing to see the game-winning fucking touchdown. And looking at Josh Allen's face like, what the fuck just happened? I know Stephon Diggs was beating his chest over there like, this is what I came over here for. And then D-Hop's like, shut your ass. Like, kind of reminded me of that motherfucking, that practice video where he shook the fuck out of D'Angelo Hall. It was like, I don't just talk shit, I just finish it, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So Nuke is just one of them players, bro. And to have Kyler Murray be able to scramble, because I thought he was going to get sacked, bro. But if, you know, it should be an interesting game, bro. Like, Thursday night is going to be real nice. I'm glad that we have that game tomorrow. Definitely going to be a must-watch right there, man. Yeah. Nuke coming off. Congratulations to them boys. But Nuke is a fucking dog, and we already know. So he's a number one. And number two, I got Tariq Hill versus the Raiders, bro. Definitely a revenge game. Like I said, once again, he's fresh off the motherfucking bye. You know, losing to the Raiders in the first place, they're probably like, who the fuck are the Raiders coming up in here and doing that shit? You know what I'm saying? So, but Tariq Hill should have a motherfucking great game. I can see Pat Mahomes out there. You're sharing that ball with Travis Kelce and him for sure. At number three, I got Keenan Allen versus the easy-ass motherfucking Jets. Justin Herbert's favorite motherfucking target. Once again, I say that time in and time out, but he is, the target share is real huge to him. I don't, you know, it's not really going to anybody else. I mean, I see Mike Williams though too eating over there. You know what I mean? Hunter Henry eating, but nobody eats over there in Charger land like motherfucking Keenan Allen. So that's what I got for number three. At number four, I got Michael Thomas versus Atlanta. I know he's not looking like himself that past game. Like I said, maybe the injury is fucking with him a little bit, but you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking he might have a nice little comeback game right here. against Atlanta's weak defense, man. What is it? Atlanta was the third most yards given up to wide receivers. Third, you know, I would think that they were up there, but we already know who's number one. Fucking Seahawks. That is bad, bro. It's bad for them. But that's who I got at number four, fucking Michael Thomas. At number five, I got DK Metcalf going against Arizona. Didn't have a great game against Arizona the first time, which was very, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, Patrick Peterson over there, you know what I'm saying? Gardner, you know what I mean? It's hard to motherfucking sit up here and see that he has a second game like that. You know what I mean? I don't think so. That when what Tyler Lockett had 50 fantasy points that game,
he balled the fuck out on there.
He balled the fuck out. So they were like, you know, Russ was like, this is working. So fuck it, let's just keep throwing it until I fucking miss this guy. You know what I'm saying? Tyler Lockett was catching fucking everything. You know what I'm saying? I just don't think that that happens. I think Pete Carroll and the boys, they go ahead and fucking come up with a new game plan going against the fucking Cardinals. You know what I'm saying? For Russ, you know what I'm saying? I like them having Carlos Hyde, like you said, man, Russ is going to have to get it done. And I don't think, you know, Arizona's defense is not going to let Tyler Lockett do what the fuck they did to him in the last game. You know what I'm saying? Do I say he still has a pretty decent game? Yeah. But DK Metcalf up there at number five. At number six, I got fucking Julio Jones versus fucking
NFL. Julio.
Yeah, Julio. You know what I'm saying, man? You know, man, it was crazy. I was worried about him, like, in the beginning, bro. Like, honestly. And
injuries, you know, and everything, yep.
Yeah, but he's coming through. You know what I'm saying? He's coming through, and he's definitely huge for, you know, fantasy purposes again. And it's been this way for a long fucking time. You can rely on Julio Jones just like you can rely on Jesus that you pray to at night. Julio Jones is going to get you those motherfucking points, bro. And it just is what it is. You know, Matty Ice finding Julio Jones. And
I need that.
You know what I'm saying? He's strong, bro. You know what I'm saying? You come back, you know, them 50-50 balls, they going to Julio Jones, bro. You know what I'm saying? That number seven, I got Davante Adams. If he plays, man, which, I mean, you know, it's still talking about his ankle issue. But Davante Adams is another one of those fucking dogs, and I don't give a fuck what defense he's playing against. If Aaron Rodgers finds his ass loose in there, Davante Adams has got it, bro. He's just – if you ever seen it, I didn't think he was that big. You know that shit? See, that motherfucker's got a huge-ass fucking neck, bro. You know, I see them come down with motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy as fuck, bro. Like, but Davante Adams, you know, he's the number one fucking receiver over there for those fucking cheesehead motherfucking lovers. You know what I'm saying? I wish he was wearing a different uniform. But fucking Davante Adams is who he is, bro. That's motherfucking – I got him at number seven. At number eight, I got Scary Terry versus Weak Cincy, bro. Time in and time out. Fucking Scary Terry is motherfucking ripping up the field. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. He's always been that way. I've been an owner of him in past years. I love the fucking guy, bro. You know what I'm saying? I mean, between him and McKissick and what, Logan Thomas? Those are the only motherfuckers over there getting that share. And if any one of them's going to get some touchdowns, it's definitely going to be Scary Terry against them. I like his matchup against Cincy. You know, that's who I got at number eight. At number nine, I got Chase Claypool versus Jacksonville, man.
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bro. I don't know. He's been shining to me, bro. And I think that this is one of them games that, you know what I'm saying, that he's going to be up there and he's going to be eating and he's going to, you know, shit, might have another four touchdown game. I believe it. If he can fucking rip whoever it is, I think Jacksonville's really going to have that. I bet you they're sitting in that motherfucking study room looking at the fucking film, and they're like, fuck, hey, who got Chase Claypool? Hey, who got Deontay Johnson? Hey, we can't forget about Juju. Oh, shit, but what about Eric Ebron? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're fucking – they're going to deal with that. You know what I mean?
No, that's a great point. I love it when you bring somebody up like this, bro, in the top 12, bro. That's out of the norm. I love that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It may be bold to some few, but fuck, to me, Chase Claypool is up there, man. If he's not top 15 every fucking week. You know what I'm saying? Like, they like him, man. Ben Roethlisberger's finding more often than I did. Not only that, man, they're handing the ball off to this cat sometime too. You know what I'm saying? So shit is just
think about this. Think about this. Let's just for a second, as Bears fans, real quick. Cole Kmet and Chase Claypool both played in Notre Dame, and they both played the tight end position. We drafted Cole Kmet ahead of Chase Claypool. I just wanted to throw that out there real quick, man. Oh, fuck.
Another wah, 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 wah moment.
I mean, Kmet's not bad. I like Cole Kmet, don't get me wrong. Kmet's not bad, but it's just like seeing Claypool ball the fuck out to the point where you have him in the top 12 as a wide receiver. Oh, man, dog.
I think he shines, bro. He's going to shine against fucking Jacksonville, man. You know, their Ben's going to be raping. And and you know, the motherfucker that's leaking in the shadows is going to be fucking Claypool. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be out there fucking catching the balls. That's why I got a number 9, bro. I know it's crazy. But at number 10, man, you know, it was hard for me at this. I kind of got a double on this. So I know that's kind of fucking cheating, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But I had to do it because just in case Calvin really can't go against New Orleans, you know what I'm saying? Even I got him over there, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, Matty Ice can spread that ball. Calvin Ridley's always been good. You know, I know he's doing sideline warm-ups, but if he's good to go, I definitely got him locked in as number 10. But if he can't go, I have Robbie Anderson versus Detroit.
Hey.
So, you know what I mean? Like, it was hard for me to pick, man. It was
string
hard
beam,
for
me. The string beam.
String beam fucking Robbie Anderson, as motherfucking Luigi would say. My man's, but yeah, definitely Robbie Anderson over there against a weak Detroit, man. You know, Teddy Two Gloves, you know what I'm saying? I know he was wearing the red practice shirt today, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But Robbie Anderson, just, man, the dude's speed is amazing. I love it. You know what I'm saying? I know DJ Moore's over there. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, you know, that's a factor, but I think Robbie Anderson is definitely eating that, you know what I'm saying, for sure on Sunday against Detroit. At number 11, man, I got Titi versus motherfucking Dallas, bro. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's just a weak-ass matchup, bro. And to see him with that little one-hand fucking catch that he got against us, you know what I'm saying, man?
That was beautiful.
Gotta give him credit because motherfucking who was it? Buster fucking screen that we got on him. He definitely, I know he gets beat often, you know what I'm saying? But he was there. He was there in his face. And then for Titi to still catch that with one motherfucking hand and motherfucking embarrassed motherfucking Buster screen like that, bro. You know, I think that set the tempo almost for the rest of the fucking game, too. Like, Minnesota came to play, bro. So that's what it is, what it is. But, and then going against a weak ass Dallas defense, bro, just purely off a matchup, DT's looking nice. You know, I can see him having one or two tutties in that game for sure. At number 12, another person I know. Tyler Lockett's got the questionable tag on him, too. But Tyler Lockett, like I said, had a monster game, put up 50 fantasy points against Arizona. I don't see that happening again just for adjustments. But that's the reason why I got him so low. Like, I could see some kind of motherfucker out here like, why you got Tyler Lockett at 12? He was had a monster game against Arizona last time. Man, bro, people usually don't do that back-to-back. You know what I'm saying? And I think Pete Carroll's going to, you know, he has to do something different coming off of, you know what I'm saying, a two-game losing streak. He's going to have to do something different. He's going to have to get – DK Metcalf is going to have to – you know, we're going to have to start running some different routes. We're going to have to start throwing a little David Moore in there. We're going to have to start – you know, they're going to have to start spreading that fucking ball over there. You know what I'm saying? Carlos Hyde is going to have to get some positive yardage out there. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think Pete Carroll's game plan going against Arizona – to stop them, you know what I'm saying, and to be able to put up points. You know, I don't think that, you know, Russ is going to have a problem putting up points, you know what I'm saying, but I think it's going to be done in a different fashion. I don't think it's just going to be Tyler Lockett monster fucking game, you know what I'm saying? I don't even think that it's going to be just DK Metcalf monster game, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely going to be spread around, but it's going to be healthy over there. But I got Tyler Lockett at number 12. At number, I mean, oh, it's a shit. No, number 13. My lock of the fucking week is motherfucking Justin Jefferson, bro. Yeah. Man, I forgot how many targets he had against the Bears, though, but he was just eating our secondary alive.
Fucking bothered.
Yeah, he's a baller. And if he can get that done against the Bears defense, he's definitely going to shred the Dallas fucking defense. So, you know what I'm saying? For you Justin Jefferson owners, you know what I'm saying? Especially for people in those 10 leagues. I hear it all in the time. We always talk about the bros, but one name that I always hear in there thrown in with the DJ Moores, the DJ Charks, and everybody else is Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And you're wondering when you start him. This is the week that you motherfucking start him up and you run him up, definitely with that matchup against the weak-ass Dallas defense. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, for our listeners out there who's worried about, you know, those – those you know, boom or bust kind of wide receivers that you have, you know what I'm saying? Take a look deep into those matchups, man, and know that Dallas, bro, they get ran on, they get tutties put on up on them all day. And you know what I'm saying? Kirk Cousins, he's coming off a decent win against an elite Bears defense. You know, fuck our offense. Our fucking defense is elite. I don't care what nobody says. You know what I'm saying? If we're able to shut you down, you're not able to put up big points against fucking the Bears. So if you're able to, you know, catch as many targets as you were doing, Justin Jefferson was really putting in a lot of work out there. I see he was catching balls left and right. You know what I'm saying? Kirk Cousins is definitely going to be looking for him. You know what I'm saying? I can see him having a great game. But that's my lock, Brody, man. That's what I got, man. What you got, brother?
Yeah, man. I was going to ask, did you mention Keenan Allen or no?
Yeah, I got Keenan Allen at number 3.
Okay. I missed that for some reason. My bad on that one. I love the fact that you had him number 3. Bo Jeezy, like I mentioned earlier, man, shout out to Bogart. He had him at number 2. So I'm definitely going to question myself where I have him, but that's going to lead me into my rankings. All right. So let's get into it, man. Number 1, I got Nuke Skywalker himself, motherfucking DeAndre Hopkins at number 1. And just a quick little story. So I was watching that game versus the Bills with my girl, and we were smoking and shit like that. And we saw Stephon Diggs catch that touchdown, and I was all pissed off. You know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck, you know, like, shit. You know, I'm facing these guys, Josh Allen and Diggs, da-da-da. And my girl was like, damn. She's like, she knows I love the Cardinals because I have a lot of Kyler Murray in leagues. I have Christian Kirk. I have Drake. I have Edmonds. You know what I'm saying? I have a lot of pieces from that team. And she goes, man, you know, they got a chance. You know, they got all these players that you always talk up. And I was like, they're fucking done. Whatever. Anyways, we already know what happened. Kyler Murray, you know, scrambling, you know, he evades a motherfucking would-be sacker, you know what I'm saying? Running towards the motherfucking sideline. Throws that motherfucking ball, and we already know the rest. Motherfucking Nuke, DeAndre Hopkins himself, jumps up, grabs that ball. Out of that pile comes up with the football. It's a fucking confirmed touchdown. And you know what my girl says, bro? This shit's so fucking funny. She goes, I guess that's why his name's Hopkins, right?
That's why they call him D-Hop.
I was like, that is fuck. I was like, oh my God, bro. Your ass is funny as fuck. She's like, that's why they call him Hopkins. He hopped everybody. I was like, yo, your ass is funny as fuck. I gotta tell everybody you said that shit.
That was gold
like a motherfucker. So I wanted to share that shit with everybody. That's where we at with Nuke. Number 1. Number 2, we went Tyreek, man. Tyreek versus the Raiders. Like I said, bro, I feel like they're gonna run up that score. Got him a number 2. Number 3, I went with Julio Jones. You know, that matchup versus the Saints. You know, the Saints are strong on the ground, not strong versus the pass defense. Number 4, DK Metcalf. Like you said, adjustments got to be made. Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson and them, they can't lose 3 in a row, bro. Can't happen, bro. That you can't let that shit ride. So I feel like they're going to make some adjustments. They're going to be able to get DK involved. So I got a number 4. Number 5, Michael Thomas. Same thing, man. I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I was kind of uncomfortable putting him at number 5, dog. Like, I really am, because the combination of him not looking like himself and then missing Drew Brees, you know.
Right.
At the same time, I'm like, man, they're going to have to lean on him some more. So I have him number 5, man. Number 6, I went with Scary Terry, man. Scary Terry McLaurin. He's just on another level, man. And Alex Smith, you know, he might not have the strongest arm, but when you have a receiver like this guy, you don't need a quarterback that has a strong arm, bro. You just need somebody that could give you that 5-10 yard pitch and let him do the rest of the work.
Yeah, the yak is nasty.
Yes, the yak is nasty, bro. Number 7, I went with DJ Moore, man. And at this point, ooh, you know, at this point in the game, and shout out Heart to Start, we had the episode Swiver Swerve, and I spoke about this. I just feel like a lot of teams disrespected Teddy Bridgewater, and they felt like he couldn't throw the long ball. So they were stopping everything underneath and leaving everything over the top open. And Teddy Bridgewater, he was burning them, and he was hitting Robbie Anderson. And now we see defenses adjusting to that and leaving the underneath a little bit more exposed. And that's where DJ Moore thrives. So I feel like this is DJ Moore time right now. Number eight, Tyler Lockett. And it's just a matter of fact. Yeah, I don't see him scoring 50 points. No, 50 fantasy points. I don't see him doing that. But at the same time, this is going to be a high-scoring game. The Seahawks cannot stop. They cannot stop an offense. We know that. And the Arizona Cardinals, they could put up points. So Russell Wilson, especially with – and I know you don't like to hear this, Brody, but it looks like Carson is not going to play. So for that matter, especially, bro, the Seahawks are going to have to catch up. And Lockett is going to be involved. So I got Lockett at number seven, or my bad, number eight. Number nine, I went with Ridley, bro, Julio. And versus the Saints, you know, Marshawn Lattimore is going to be on Julio. It's going to leave Ridley open. So I got him over there at number nine. Keenan Allen at number 10. I should have him higher. Like I said to you, you know, I respect what you say. I respect what Bogart says. And when I hear two people that I respect in the game, in this fantasy community, talk about, hey, Keenan Allen, both of you guys have him in your top three, that makes me reconsider my rankings. I mean, I still have him as a wide receiver one. It's not like I was, you know,
Where you got him right now? Number 10?
Yeah, I have Keenan at number 10.
I mean, still, it's not bad, and I don't look at it like that. The only thing I look at for Keenan Allen, and it's not just because I'm an owner, it's just because of his straight fucking target share over there. Keenan Allen's always looked for. You know what I'm saying? It's an easy matchup against the Jets, you know what I'm saying? But even in tough shit like that, you know, I'm not mad at you for having him at motherfucking 10. He's still in a top 10 fucking receiver fucking fashion. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's not bad at all. You just got people that you think that is going to do better. You know what I'm saying? And who knows? You know, I've had those games where Mike Williams comes down with the motherfucking touchdowns more often than not. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just pure target share. We know, you know, Justin Herbert loves him some fucking Keenan Allen, man. And, like, it's crazy. But that's the reason why I got him so fucking high. And then, you know, not only just off the target share, just the defense that he's going against, the Jets. You know what I'm saying? I think he's going to be able to burn them. You know what I'm saying? It could go both ways, though. You know what I'm saying? You might get a couple tutties with somebody else. I've seen Guyton get up in there a couple times. You know what I'm saying? And then they might be able to run it the rest of the way against the fucking Jets. You know what I'm saying? And call it a fucking game. Who knows what's going to happen? But, you know what I'm saying? Keenan Allen is definitely still – you know, one of those fucking, or definitely the threat over there, the Charger. If you're in Charger land, Keenan Allen runs that motherfucking wide receiver shit over there. So, you know, it's good.
Definitely, for sure. And Keenan Allen is somebody that I was wrong about, but like, it was just basically because I didn't know about Herbert. I think it's safe to say, like, all of us pretty much didn't know that Herbert was going to be this good. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right.
I think that's really where it came down to it. And now I'm coming around, and I have him inside my top 10, but I just see how aggressive you and the homie Bojeezy is with him. So, you know, I'm just saying I probably should move him up a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, top 10, you know, that's a good call right there. So, number 11, I went with TT, man. Shout out Heart to Start. Adam Thielen. You know, like you said, bro, I mean, you hit it all in the head. The Cowboys, that's a cupcake. That's a matchup that you want, bro, as a wide receiver. Number 12, I went with Davante Adams. I dropped him down. I dropped him down quite a bit. It's just, you know, that Colts defense. They're, like I said on the show with Bogart, they're different, bro. These guys are top three in rushing and passing defense. They're different. So I just, you know, wanted to make that a little bit of a point and have him at 12. You know, I still respect him. I think he's a baller. I think he's going to be able to do his thing. But I'm not going to have him, you know, top five like a lot of other people have, just because I want to make it a little bit of a point. That's all.
Right.
My lack of the week, I'm going to go with my guy. You know, I was very, very you know, I have a strong opinion about Christian Kirk. I was very heavy about him before the season started. I'm going to continue that shit going because, you know, hey, I've been right about him. I don't give a fuck. I've been right about him. I'm going to pat myself in the back, bro. Christian Kirk has been balling the fuck out. Last week, he had a little bit of an off game, but the last time he played the Seahawks, he had 2 touchdowns, had over 20 fantasy points. And the truth of the matter is, this game is going to be a shootout. And Christian Kirk is going to be somewhat involved. I don't see him scoring 2 touchdowns, but I see him getting about 10 targets. If he could cash in for about 6 to 7 receptions, 70 yards, and a touchdown, he's going to be straight. So that's kind of like the forecast that I see for him. But at the same time, we've seen him make these big plays, 70-yard touchdowns, 50-plus-yard touchdowns. That's in his, you know, that's in his arsenal, bro. And we can't deny that. So he's my lock of the week for this week at wide receiver, bro.
Yeah, definitely, man. That's awesome. I think I'm going to get you like a fucking coffee mug that says, you know, that's got Christian Kirk on there. You know what I'm saying?
That's my guy.
Deep by, you know what I'm saying?
That's,
I know you got
guy, bro.
I know you got him in the fashion, man. You need a Cardinals jersey, bro. Every time I look at your motherfucking light up, so you got motherfucking Chase Evans, got motherfucking Kenyon Drake, got motherfucking, you know what I'm saying? Shit, he's out there. You got you some Cardinals motherfuckers.
Yeah. I traded for him, and I'm in 2 dynasty leagues. I traded for Christian Kirk in both of them.
Oh shit! I was sitting. I mean, it's working out. You know what I'm saying, though, too. And honestly, like when you think about it, if you're thinking about it, your Seahawks defenders. You know what I'm saying? You're like, fuck. They're another people that are sitting inside that motherfucker goddamn study room. You know what I'm saying? Wondering how the fuck they're gonna stop Kyler Murray on his feet because he can get it done. They're gonna be looking for D-Hop who can get loose and motherfuckers sit up there and deal with it. You know, even old ass Larry Fitzgerald getting up in there still catching fucking balls. You know,
Larry Legend.
Larry Legend, man. You know, I love that guy anyway, though. And Larry Fitzgerald's a fucking awesome dude. But then, you know, yeah, who does that leave? You know, Isabella, fucking, you know, Christian fucking Kirk, man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck. You know what I mean? It's definitely, dude, he's gonna eat. He's gonna eat in that fucking game for sure. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, if he could cash in, you know what I'm saying, about, you know, 6 or 7 targets to get you a decent amount of yardage and you know, perhaps a tutty, man, that's a great game. And you can't expect nothing more, you know what I'm saying, out of receivers, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, because game flow is going to have to fucking deal with it. But that's great, Brody. Fucking love Christian fucking Kirk on there, bro. And all day.
Sometimes, all day. Like, I hate, like, not that I hate, but, like, I feel a type of way about talking up somebody. I just feel like I'm setting myself up, bro. Like, so, like, don't you, does that ever happen to you?
Don't even put that negative energy in.
No, but I'm just saying, does that ever happen to you though? Like, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, this is like a great matchup. Like, Seattle's going to score all these points. Arizona should score all these points. I just want Christian Kirk to get some of that action. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you're right though, bro. Like, we've seen it. This guy, he is a favorite target of Kyler Murray. They played in college together. They definitely have chemistry. Like, look for him. So, and the Seattle defense is trash, bro. So
it is. They're number one in allowing fucking goddamn passing. At number one. I mean, and you would think that as a top tier team the way it is. But Pete Carroll, whoever's over there with that defense, I don't even know who the defensive coach is, but he has to be going through a fucking nightmare over there to see your name at the top of the fucking list for one of the worst defenses in the NFL, having the weapons that you have on offense, bro. It's kind of like, how you have it here with the Bears, we're just a lot worse with it. It's just our old ass bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're just switched off, bro. Like, you can tell that in this league, you know what I'm saying? You can't have one without the other. You got to have some type of balance in there like that, man. You know what I'm saying? And for us to be losing 2 games like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I know you're a Seattle Seahawks fan too, Brody. You know what I'm saying? Shit, like, you want to
see. I love the Seahawks, man. They're my second favorite team. You know, for all the Bear Nation out there, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you guys didn't know yet, the Seahawks, they are my second favorite team. And, like, to Brody's point over there, I mean, it looks like the Cardinals are my third favorite fucking team because I have them all over the place, man. I can't help it, man. But you know what? Let's go rapid fire with the tight ends. I mean, that's, you know, let's just get to it, man. Go ahead, Brody.
For sure, man. Let's wrap this up, man. So the tight end rank is at number one. I got Kelce versus the Raiders. So he himself said it was a fucking Super Bowl game to them. So I can see Kelce getting all the motherfucking thing. At number two, I got Waller, the fucking baller, though. Raider Nation coming at you, fucking Kansas City, bro. I don't give a shit what's going to happen. Derek Carr's going to find Waller. Definitely getting a tutty in that game. At number three, I got Mark Andrews. I was kind of bent on that shit. I don't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? He's hot, then he's cold, then he stays cold, then he, you know what I'm saying? Whatever. But the thing is that, you know, Baltimore, you know, Lamar Jackson ain't got too much for him. So, I mean, I got Mark Andrews at number three versus Tennessee. At number four, got my man's Hunter Henry versus the fucking weak-ass Jets. You know what I'm saying? Justin Herbert definitely going to be looking for him. At number five, I know Hockenson's got a little bit of a toe issue. I'm just hoping that he can fucking get through it. Feed off of your fucking quarterback's energy who's fucking hurt even worse than you. Suck it the fuck up, bro, Hockenson. Let's go against Carolina. At number six, I got my man's fucking Rob Gronkowski against the fucking Rams. You know what I'm saying? Shit, we already know, man. Him and Tom Brady are like fucking best friends. Bro, and Gronk's been heating up, you know what I'm saying, through this whole entire time, bro. I like me some Gronk, bro. This is how it's going to have to go down, bro. They got him starting in the dynasty, so let's go. Number seven, I got Hayden Hurst versus motherfucking versus New Orleans, man. You know, fresh off that motherfucking bye, Matty Ice is definitely going to be looking for him, you know, especially if there's no Calvin Ridley. I see Hayden Hurst getting, you know, some of that share, you know what I'm saying, if Calvin Ridley's not ready to go. At number eight, I got Dallas Goedert versus fucking Cleveland. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I think weather's going to come down into that game. And if Carson Wentz doesn't get fucking sacked in any type of fucking fashion, actually, I think he's the most sacked quarterback in the motherfucking NFL. Yeah. I believe I heard that. You know what I'm saying? But so if the pressure's going to come off of Cleveland, off those ends, I can see Carson Wentz having to check it down to fucking Dallas Goedert, man. He'll be able to get it done. You know what I'm saying? I think he'll be getting you some decent fantasy points, man, especially when old Zach Ertz there. Or, you know, I think they have to worry about Richard Rodgers, but I got Dallas Goedert though up in front of him anyway. But number nine, I got fucking Eric Ebron versus Jacksonville. Time in and time out, Eric Ebron's eating again all the time. He's just one of the great weapons that the fucking Steelers have. You know what I'm saying? Steeler Nation, raise your terrible towel over there. Eric Ebron, fire him up. Number nine. Number 10, I know Noah Fant is hurt, but a fucking he's always got a questionable tag on him. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be rough. It's going to be rough with no Drew Lock. It doesn't look like I don't know what the fuck is going on with that Brody over there. I don't know what happened to Drew Lock. What's going on with him. So if you're going to have a scared ass motherfucking, you know, no, you know what, though? I don't even think that guy's – I think it's – is it Brach or Brach? I don't even know who the fuck that third quarterback is. I know he was in there one time.
For the Broncos?
For Denver, yeah. It's like Reich or Raich or something
I don't,
like
I don't,
that.
I don't know his name. I really don't know his name, bro. But I Drew Lock, as of right now, like you said, though, he's questionable with some rib injury. And as of right now, the last report that I have that I'm pulling up right now is that he's hoping to play – so he's not expected to practice tomorrow even, which, you know, tomorrow would be Thursday for everybody out there. But he's trending towards playing is what they're saying. That's what we got as of right now as we're recording this episode. I'm pulling it up right now.
Okay, that's cool. Even then, though, too, man, like I said, though, but Miami's defense is not no business, man, and they have been –
exactly.
Oh, they have been time, man. I'm high up on them, and bro, they're fucking awesome. I like watching them and shit. So I could see, you know, Drew Lock, if he's in there having a scramble, definitely probably hurt from the injury still. You know, checking it down to North End, giving you some slants out there, some, you know, flat routes. You know what I'm saying? Some of those shits getting you out there. North End. You know what I'm saying? I like him. And number 11, a lot of people that we're forgetting about. Gesicki was kind of hot mid-season, you know what I'm saying? It got a little cold, but I think he's going to warm up again, man. I think Tua definitely going to find him some Gesicki and knows who he's got. You know what I'm saying? Knowing like, shit, Gesicki's the man over there. Like, hey, let's go ahead and get it. You know, shout out, you know. No, I traded him. I had to get a quarterback. Couldn't start no Sam Darnold, bro. Had to give up Gesicki, you know, still a little bit like about it, but still the fucking, you know, I know Brody's got him now, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I got him fired up at number 11 against Denver, man. They just got shredded by the Raiders. At number 12, I got Jonnu Smith versus Baltimore, though, man. Ryan Tannehill, man, I think, you know what I'm saying, with Jonnu, bro, I know there's a lot of Jonnu owners out there, but I definitely think he's fucking going to eat. You know what I'm saying? Corey Davis has it. I think it's been quiet. AJ Brown, I think he has a big game in there. You know what I'm saying? But Jonnu Smith, definitely tight end, bro. I got him in at number 12. And for my lock, bro, shout out to Sweetness. I know he fucking hates this guy, but fucking. But I got Jared Cook versus motherfucking Atlanta. You know, shout out motherfucking Atlanta. I know some people are like, why the fuck does he hate Jared Cook? He's like, he's fucking big. He don't go out there and do shit. I was like, fucking Sweetness with his motherfucking shit, bro. He's hilarious, bro, man. Shout out to my nigga Sweetness, bro. He's my brother. He's my brother from another, man. But yeah, I got Jared Cook rolling against Atlanta's weak-ass defense, bro. I think if Michael Thomas, like we said, time and time off, he doesn't look like himself. Jameis Winston's going to have to find an alternate, you know what I'm saying, you know, I think Jared Cook could be there, and I think he could definitely eat, bro. So, but how you feeling about that, bro?
You know, when it comes to tight ends, bro, like, if you don't have one of these top 12 that you just mentioned, you're fucking hurting, bro. Like, straight up, because we know most leagues are, like, 10 or 12. We prefer 12. The reason I prefer 12-team leagues is because – that really showcases how much you really know. You know what I'm saying? Like, 10-team leagues, you see some teams, like, luck out and have, you know, decent teams just because it's just a 10-team league. You don't have to roster. You don't have the competition to roster a heavy bench as opposed to a 12-team league. Tight ends are important, though, at the end of the day. And you have a lot of heavy hitters on here. A lot of them I agree with, most of them, if anything, actually, if not all of them. And that's just going to lead me into my rankings. And I'm like I said, this is going to be with some rapid fire shit. Let's go. I got Travis Kelce at number one. Dude's a fucking dog. Darren Waller at number two, the walrus himself. He's another savage. Number three, I went with Hunter Henry. That matchup is motherfucking juicy versus the Jets. Number four, I went with Mark Andrews. You know, Lamar Jackson, he needs him, bro. He needs him. They have a great matchup, and they need to exploit it versus the Tennessee Titans. I see him doing big things. Number five, I went with Hockenson, man. Hockenson is so safe, man. I know you have him rostered in some of your leagues, bro, or at least in one of your leagues, and dude's been money. He's up there. Number six, I want to go there.
Oh, shit. Hold on. That was a waiver pickup, too. TJ Hawkinson, waiver pickup, by the way.
On top of that, waiver pickup. Yep. And the fact of the matter is that there's a lot of other, you know, a lot of people that listen to us, they probably picked up Hockenson as well, bro. And you're reaping the rewards off that shit. You really, really are. Okay, so that was my number five. Number six, I'm going to go there. But go there. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Wentz, what he usually does, bro, is he targets those tight ends. And with no Ertz, you got to hit go there. Number seven, Hurst. Hayden Hurst Helmsley, Triple H himself, man. The Falcons, they got a matchup against the Saints. They're going to have an opportunity to put up some points. And I think Hurst is going to at least be involved in the red zone. So that's where I got him. You know, I got him at motherfucking number seven. Number eight, Noah Fant. Drew Locke, he's trending up. Noah Fant, he's a big body. He's a yak monster out of the tight end position. So I like that a lot for him. Nine, Jonnu Smith, Tennessee Titans. They feature him a lot. I like how they use him. You know what I'm saying? They use him in tight end screens. They split him out wide. They have him chipping at the block and then running off and catching the ball. So, you know, I like his usage a lot. Number 10, Eric Ebron. Pittsburgh Steelers, nice matchup. Roethlisberger, he likes his tight ends. He is a rapist for a reason. Number 11, we're going with Logan Thomas from the Washington. Watch yourselves, man. And, you know, Alex Smith, he's a checkdown machine, bro. McKissick is a fucking thing for a reason, bro. Alex Smith and Logan Thomas, not only is he an athletic freak for his size, this motherfucker gets open. He actually runs routes pretty decent, bro, and short routes at that. And Alex Smith, he's not trying to throw the deep ball like that. So Logan Thomas, watch out for him. Number 12, I went with Jared Cook. It's just, you know, Jameis Winston, I've seen him love his tight ends, bro. I've seen him do it in you know, Tampa Bay when it came to motherfucking Cameron Bray and what's Buddy's name over there? O.J. Howard. Right. You didn't know who was going to hit. But in New Orleans, the tight end to hit is motherfucking Jared Cook. So I got him at number 12. Lock of the week, I went with Gesicki. You know, Preston Williams is out. I just traded for him in Dynasty. And, yeah, I like Gesicki this week, man. He's the lock of the week versus the Broncos. So, let's go.
He's a definite play, bro. You know what I'm saying? Oh, one thing I would ask you, how do you feel about motherfucking Jordan Reed and maybe motherfucking a comeback? I was kind of thinking about it, though, anyway, though, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm hearing some good things about, you know, trending up that Garoppolo might come back, you know what I'm saying, and shit like that. How you feel about that?
I mean, from what I'm hearing, from what I heard is Garoppolo's out for this year. I believe he's on the IR for the 8 week. And so is George Kittle. And that's the last thing I heard. Unless I'm wrong about that. You know, I talked to Bogart a lot, and you know that he's, you know, 49er gang bang. You know what I'm saying? That's his thing. You know what I'm saying? So shit.
Sucks then.
Bro, yeah, it's
fire up Bethard. Fire up Bethard of Bethlehem.
Yeah, man. Sweetness, man. He says, fuck motherfucking Mullins. You know, fire up CJ Bethard of Bethlehem. She's so stupid. Anyways, you know, just to wrap this up, because, you know, I'm a little chopped up. You know, I'm not going to lie to you guys.
Hey.
I'm feeling good. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're trying to drop them isms for you guys. We're trying to give you guys some options, different perspectives when it comes to some of these players too. And again, you know, I know there's a lot of SysStar questions. Send them our way. We'll try to respond to them ASAP. And at the same time, you know, just so you guys know, I will be on Instagram Live every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Central Time. And one of the bros, they're usually be with me. If not, I'll rock solo. But either way, last minute, SysStar questions, I'll be there for you guys. But if you guys have anything before then, hit up any one of the bros, whether it's Doc, you know, Fantasy Drill, Sweetness, Fantasy Renegade, or myself, or even hit us up on the Bears, Brews, and the Bros page. We got your guys back. And that's, you know, that's what we're trying to do over here, man. We're trying to just help everybody out. We're trying to win ourselves, but at the same time, we're trying to help everybody win, cash in. We all work hard for our money, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to, we're putting in that legwork, you know what I'm saying? We're doing what we got to do on our side, and that's what we're here for, man. You got anything else for the people, bro?
All right, shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Good luck to the you know, fantasy football players out there. May the fantasy fucking gods be with you. I know that I need it. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting at number 8 in a league right now, in a 10-man league, and I'm looking to make a motherfucking comeback like no other, bro. I'm trying to fucking run it up, bro. But, you know, this is why I sit down and I, you know, even the times that I'm not a part of the show, I go ahead and I still listening on the podcast and still fucking, you know, sit up and hearing, get some questions answered that I had. You know what I'm saying, man? This is definitely the place where you want to get those answers at, ladies and gentlemen, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a great show. You know, I always love to be a part of it, bro. I love Bears, Brews, and the Bros, man. Even though right now I'm in motherfucking Florida and shit like that, can't wait to come back to the Shire, bro. But yeah, man, it's all love, bro, man. Good luck to you guys out there, man. And fucking, you know what I'm saying? Bear down, shit, all day.
Hell yeah, man. So with all of that being said, you know, again, we're here for you guys. Let us know if you need any, you know, questions answered. We got your guys back. That's Drill over there. Repping the Shy all the way over there in Florida. You know how we're doing, man. Wherever we go, we Chicago all day, every day. So, Smoking Jay over here. Brother Homie over there, Drill. We'll catch you guys in the next one. Bear the fuck down, man. All day, every day. Let's go.
Thanks, homie.